USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate confirmed Janet Yellen Monday as the Secretary of the Treasury. She becomes the first woman to lead that cabinet department. Her nomination passed through with an 84-15 vote. The next cabinet nominee up for a vote is Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken. He was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Monday, 15-3, sending his nomination now to the full Senate. Health officials in Minnesota have confirmed the discovery of a new variant of coronavirus in the state that was first identified in Brazil. The variant, known as the Brazil P1, is thought to be more infectious than the initial strain of the virus. The patient that was infected by the strain recently returned to the Twin Cities metro area after traveling from Brazil. And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced Monday that she will run for governor of Arkansas. The daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee will face current Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge in a Republican primary to replace current Governor Asa Hutchinson. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The White House has called for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. He was taken into custody after returning to Moscow after being hospitalized by a poisoning attack in Germany. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into the poisoning of Navalny with a nerve agent.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In one of his administration's first foreign policy positions, President Biden indicated last week that he wanted to extend the New START treaty with Russia. Pentagon officials then said that the country was much safer with the nuclear arms reduction treaty in place. But some say that extending that treaty without any concessions from Russia would be a bad deal. Senator Tom Cotton believes that an extension without conditions is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the treaty in its current form favors the Russians.
The number one priority for Vladimir Putin was a unconditional extension of the New START treaty because that treaty favors Russia. It does not cover the vast arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons that Russia has or some of its novel delivery systems like undersea delivery systems or nuclear-powered cruise missiles and hypersonic glide vehicles. That's why Vladimir Putin wanted it extended without condition. It is also a bilateral treaty at a time when China's growing nuclear arms threaten to overmatch the United States when combined with Russia and their nuclear arms. I don't understand why Joe Biden would have given Vladimir Putin exactly what he wanted on his first full day in office without demanding significant concessions in return.
And the director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.